10. Comics Museum. Brussels is considered the world capital of comics. It has seen the birth of many great authors of the ninth art. Our audio guide quotes Hergé, the author of The Adventures of Tintin, but also Peyo and his Smurfs, or even Francois, to whom we owe Gaston Lagaffe and the Marsupilami. It's to honor these legends that the Comic Strip Museum was created. It's located in a magnificent Art Nouveau building designed by the architect Victor Horta, and it's a visit that no big comics fan will be able to resist. As soon as you pass the door, you are already transported to another world, where Hergé's lunar rocket, the bust of Tintin, and the two horses of Bull et Bill, known in English as Bill and Buddy, mingle. The museum is divided into several parts. There is, in particular, the section which tells the story of the comic strip's invention, but also a room which explains step by step all the stages of the process of creating a comic strip. Many original prints are on display, and some spaces are entirely dedicated to Belgian comic book heroes, such as the Smurfs, Tintin, or even Johan and Peewit. But comics even invite themselves beyond the walls of the museum. We find them, in fact, through about 50 murals on certain facades of the capital. While strolling with the audio guide, you will be able to come across the shadow of Lucky Luke, the Gauls Asterix and Obelix, Tintin, Billy and Buddy, Gaston Lagaffe, and many others. The comic strip Trail is an original and fun way to discover Brussels differently.